is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A presidency hangs in the balance. President Biden has met with the leader of Democrats in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, who says he told Biden what fellow Democrats are saying about his candidacy. Details from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Now we know that he came back here to the White House and met with Leader Jeffries here at the White House for an unspecified length of time. And it sounds like White House officials are pretty happy with how that meeting went. Obviously, what Jeffries had to share with the president wasn't all great news, because we know that he has many members, particularly frontline members, members who are in those swing districts, who are especially worried that the president could continue to lose support and that that could hurt them in their races.
The president is campaigning in Michigan today and will meet virtually with at least two congressional groups. The FCC and law enforcement officials are investigating a massive data breach disclosed by AT&T today. The company says hackers accessed records of calls and texts of nearly all of its cellular customers about 2 years ago. Managing Director of Wedbush Securities, Dan Ives, says this won't be the last big breach.
This is not the only one. And you're going to have more and more hacks as more and more consumers on social, more and more data, right? Just click and then go forward. It's something where this is going to become more the norm.
It's going to be almost unbearable in the West through the weekend. CBS News Colorado reporter Kennedy Cook is in Denver.
There are cooling sensors open in all parts of Colorado, specifically in Denver. We know that a lot of libraries, which is where I'm at right now, as well as recreation centers, will be open for cooling centers throughout the weekend. But we've been advising folks that in this heat, if you can't avoid it, you, your family, your kids, and even your pets should maybe stay inside for the next few days.
There may be a link between pregnancy and long COVID. CBS's Jim Krasula has that.
1 in 10 women infected with the coronavirus during pregnancy developed long COVID, according to a new study. As many as 7% of Americans report having symptoms associated with long COVID, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some surveys suggest a far higher incidence of long COVID in the general population.
Symptoms of long COVID include fatigue, weakness, tremors, brain fog, and headaches. Evictions in Phoenix have surged to record highs, and the most vulnerable are at risk, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It's parents and children who are at the heart of the eviction crisis.
Dr. Carl Gershenson runs the eviction lab at Princeton University, which tracks the issue in 34 cities.
So these families are just one unexpected expense away from eviction.
The three major indices are all up more than 1% at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Cheryl Christensen, previously charged in her disabled son's death, was identified as the victim of a homicide found after a house fire in Racine Monday. An autopsy has revealed that Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire. They've reclassified the case from a fire-related death to homicide. The investigation is linked to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, where police fatally shot a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are leading the inquiry into that shooting. A major road project is set to reshape Racine County this summer. Work starts Monday on a roundabout at Highway 75 and A. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters filled that kid's pond with lake water yesterday. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. That's on Sunday. There will be major road closures around Milwaukee throughout convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off a rough 1-0 loss to the Pirates. It snapped their streak of winning their last 9 home game series dating back to early April. The Pirates' 22-year-old right-hander Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going through 7 innings before leaving the game after throwing over 100 pitches. Pat Murphy says coaching his batters to try and wear down Skeens is not easy to do.
It's sensitive because if you think you get a pitch to hit and it's the one pitch you're going to get off this guy, hitting the off this guy with two strikes is death. It's not so easy to just say, well, just run the pitch count up. Well, you're 1-2, you got no chance of getting on the base. Look at the numbers 1-2 or 0-2. There's an art to doing it.
Elsewhere, the Cubs with another shutout win over the Baltimore Orioles, this time 8-0. With the win, the Cubs sweeping the Orioles in Maryland. Chicago's now won 6 of their last 7 games with a 4-game winning streak still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Well, it was on this date in 1954 that a 19-year-old kid quit his day job at the Crown Electric Company. Why? Because Sam Phillips signed him to a recording contract. Here's Elvis Presley. This is Suspicious Minds on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I know.
just don't let a good thing die. But honey, you know I'll never lie to you.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
to me now.
Timeless hits and the Milwaukee Brewers on WRJN. Tough one for the Brewers yesterday afternoon. They couldn't get anything done against Pirates pitcher Paul Skeens.
63 pitches in three innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, but credit to him.
Brewers will try to get it done tonight. It's the Brewers and the Nationals at 7:10. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:35 on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee.
this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now, a song that should have been in the movie Midnight Cowboy, but Bob Dylan didn't get it done in time. Here's Lay Lady Lay on WRJN.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police have confirmed that Cheryl Christensen, a woman previously charged in her disabled son's death, was the victim of a homicide found after a house fire Monday. The case initially appeared to be a fire-related death. It was reclassified as a homicide when the autopsy revealed Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire started. The investigation is connected to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, which ended in a police shooting. That resulted in the death of a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are looking into the police shooting. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns to its roots at the Racine Civic Center starting today. What turned into a fishing-only event has gone back to a full 9-day festival. Highlights include Family Day, an exotic car show, BMX stunt bikes, live music, and the return of the Kids Pond. The fishing competition itself has a $50,000 grand prize. Lines go in the lake tomorrow, but the event starts today. There are fireworks tonight. In a Kenosha courtroom yesterday, a Waukegan woman said not guilty to a fatal hit and run. 37-year-old Sheila Tenen entered the plea to charges stemming from a fatal hit and run that killed 52-year-old Troy Wolfegard. Tenen admitted to smoking marijuana before the incident. Video evidence shows the victim being dragged for several blocks. You should check the web before you get in the water. There were beach cautions and advisories yesterday for Racine's North and Zoo beaches, along with inland beaches in Kenosha County at Old Settlers and Lance Park. Both communities regularly test water and post results online. Lifeguards in Racine put up a caution earlier in the week for high waves. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with George Harrison and My Sweet Lord. It was on this date in 1964 that George Harrison was involved in a minor crash in his brand new Jaguar. Oops.
Once or twice. traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hello, Kurt Vollman. What's your middle initial?
A.
Curtis?
Nope, not a Curtis.
All right.
Just Kurt.
Kurt A. Vollman. Well, good to see you, bud.
All right, you've probably run into this before because every radio DJ is obliged to do this.
Yeah.
Wacky warning labels. These are actual warning labels on actual products.
Oh, I'm familiar with the bit.
The off-road commode, which is used by hunters and campers, the label says, do not use while vehicle is moving. I don't know. Nice. You know what? I used to drive a bus, and we had restrooms in the back there. People would use it while we were moving.
Yeah, I suppose. You got a steady hand up there at the wheel.
Yeah.
Somebody with their CDL, hopefully.
On a cereal bowl, it said, always use this product with adult supervision.
It's important. Those cookie crisps can be very crisp at times.
Yeah, but what do I do if I don't have another adult in the room?
Well, you don't eat that cereal,
Kurt. Okay.
Put that spoon down.
On a wheelbarrow, it said, not intended for highway use. Well, I would think.
Well, it just the fun part is the boardroom that led to that.
Exactly.
Listen, gang, we had a problem outside of Virginia last week, and we got to put this warning label on you.
You know there are lawyers involved somewhere. And finally, on a baby stroller, it said, remove child before folding.
Yeah, well, so. That's again, a concerning boardroom discussion about possible problems you've had in the past.
Exactly. That's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman. He'll keep us up to date on local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it.
The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, life insurance. The question I get the most is, do I really need it? Now, if you've got kids or a spouse or a loved one who depends on you, then yes, I've got two steps to help you get one. Step one, multiply your annual income by 20. This is how you estimate how much money you want the policy to be worth. It's called the coverage. It's how much money your loved ones get in case the unthinkable happens. Step two, look into a 20-year term policy for that amount. Term is just insurance lingo for a simple form of insurance. It covers you for a set rate of time, a term. The average cost of a 20-year term policy for most folks is between $26 and $30 a month. That's it, two steps to get you going. And then, if the unexpected happens, your loved ones can have some money to support them. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years now. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Cuckoo, 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 this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than